of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 edition. Got a couple of text messages during the break asking me if I had personally endorsed Perry Johnson for governor since they heard that commercial here on the show. No, that is a bought advertisement by the Perry Johnson for Governor campaign that was sent directly to the radio station. We have sponsorship spots for the show, but we also have what we call network spots from the radio station. And his campaign sent the commercial along with payment to the radio station. And that's why you're hearing it not only during my show, but throughout the day. I'm not going to personally endorse anyone before the April 21st filing deadline to get on the August 4th primary ballot. Candidates have to get enough signatures to make it on the ballot. Regardless of how much money they've raised, they still have to get the signatures. Now, like I said, we spent a lot of time on those campaign finance reports that came out on Friday afternoon. However, they're not relative to getting on the ballot because you still have to collect at least 15,000 valid signatures. You can collect up to 30,000 to turn in, but 15,000 of them have to be valid. I know Carla Wagner is working on getting her signatures. Tom Leonard's working on getting his. The other candidates allegedly have already gotten their signatures. Not sure about that. That hasn't been confirmed because nobody's turned them in yet. And usually nobody will turn them in until very close to the filing deadline in April. So we'll see where this goes. And of course, Perry Johnson, per the MERS news story, said that he's going to be spending $9 million on those ads, like the ones that he sent to the radio station, along with TV ads, and this Sunday during the Super Bowl. I believe we could see one, possibly two, maybe even three Super Bowl ads here in Michigan from Perry Johnson's campaign. Why? Because that is huge, huge amount of money for those ads. And I can't fathom how he can spend $9 million on his campaign without spending quite a bit of it at this coming Sunday's Super Bowl, which, by the way, I'm very much looking forward to. New England in the Boston, Massachusetts area playing against the Seattle Seahawks on the West Coast. So we've got West Coast liberals versus East Coast liberals. And I got to tell you, it's going to be very interesting because the story broke, I believe, just 2 days ago. I heard this on the weekend that Seattle Seahawks, the football team, well, they're going to be up for sale right after they compete in Sunday's Super Bowl. Ownership is looking to cash in potentially over $6 billion. They're going to be selling that team for. Win or lose the Super Bowl, they're going to be sold. We're going to get into Trump, President Trump in Washington in the last hour. Short break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Kind of an interesting development taking place. President Trump is going to host Colombia's Petro after months of tensions. Venezuela is also likely to be featured in the discussions after the United States forces captured former leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife back in January. Now, it's kind of interesting because Trump went after and made mention of Colombian President Petro. Well, today is the day. February 3rd, 3 o'clock p.m., President Donald Trump will welcome Colombian President Gustavo Petro for a bilateral discussion. Bilateral meaning one-on-one. At the White House later this afternoon. The two spoke over the phone in January, with Trump announcing the meeting shortly after, foreshadowing plans to sit down with the Colombian leader. President Trump made a statement saying it was a great honor to speak with Petro, who called to explain the situation of drugs and other disagreements that we've had. I appreciated his call and his tone and look forward to meeting with him in the near future. This was back on January 7th. Well, today is the meeting. What are they going to be talking about? Well, discussions are expected to include efforts to mitigate narco trafficking following Trump's threats last year that Petro has to watch, because we know that he has drug factories. We know where they are, and he better close them up fast. Well, Colombia remains a hotbed of cocoa leaf growing and cocaine production, which has long been the main primary source of the illegal drug here in the United States. This even goes back decades to even previous presidents. Well, a September 2025 presidential determination focusing on major illicit drug producing countries came from the United States State Department. They described at the time the narcotic industry in Colombia as being one of the main top resources. Cocoa cultivation and cocaine production have surged to all-time records under President Petro, and his failed attempts to seek accommodations with narco-terrorist groups have only exacerbated the crisis, stated the presidential determination report. Trump then, after reviewing the report, said, "For this reason, I have designated Colombia as having failed demonstrably to meeting its drug control obligations." Secretary of State Marco Rubio has recommended more cooperation between Colombian and U.S. officials to bringing narco traffickers to justice. Well, later, Petro rejected the allegations with a very lengthy social media post, emphasizing his efforts to remove 30,000 acres of cocaine plants and replace them with other agricultural products. Petro posted on his X account, "I ordered the largest seizure of cocaine in world history. I've stopped the growth of the cocoa leaf crops and began a great voluntary crop substitution plan replacing the cocoa growing farms in our country." Well, Trump prioritized dismantling international drug trafficking networks with a series of actions since taking office in his second term. For example, boats loaded with illicit narcotics have been targeted by the United States military in recent months as part of their Operation Southern Spear. Petro, president of Colombia, said as many as 105 individuals have been killed by these strikes, mostly all of them Colombians. Also, a semi-submersible vessel carrying drugs was struck in October. with a Colombian passenger survivor, along with others from two other countries, Ecuador and Honduras. Interesting. Now, talks are expected to center around Venezuela, Colombia's neighbor, following the capture of Maduro and his wife back in January. Well, tensions have escalated in the region as leaders have traded rhetorical barbs back and forth. Petro suggested that the southwest region of the United States has been stolen and cautioned against any attempt to forcibly remove him from office. Southwest region of the United States was stolen? I'm sorry, we bought those. We didn't steal them, we paid for them. Additionally, Petro said, if you arrest the president whom a good part of my people want and respect, you will unleash the popular jaguar. Okay. Colombia, right? Their military versus ours. Well, following the post, Trump told reporters Petro was a very bad guy and no friend of the United States. The administration then sanctioned Petro, along with his wife, son, and the nation's interior ministers with a set of actions last October. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what comes out of this meeting today at the White House. Now, one of the things that the president is focusing on heading into the midterm elections is economic policies. One of those, of course, is people filing their income taxes. If you haven't done it yet, we have until April 15th to do so, but the sooner the better, according to reports that the majority of Americans are finding out that they're getting huge tax refunds this year compared to last year. President Trump, while speaking at an Iowa visit, mentioned these economic policies along with lower energy prices that are coming. President Trump says that even though he is not on the ballot in November, his policies should be. He definitely wants people, when they go to vote in the midterm election, to look at their pocketbook, look at their tax refund, look at the lower cost of energy, which is going to lead to the lower cost of all products at the stores. When diesel prices drop, trucking industry lowers their charges to the shippers, resulting in lower prices on goods in the retail stores that people buy them from. President Trump is very confident that his economic policies, along with energy policies, will play a major role in the upcoming midterm election. The only problem is the media is not talking about it. President Trump said, we are going to have to rely on the Republican voters to get this message out to others to make sure they vote as well in November. Looking forward to a very exciting second quarter because he thinks filing taxes, getting refunds January, February, March, with people getting those refunds, resulting in large spending in April, May, and June, heading into the 4th of July. President Trump predicts that by mid-summer, gas prices universally across the entire country will be below $2 a gallon. While in Iowa, driving to one of the events that he attended, he noticed gas prices in Iowa. One was at $1.95 a gallon. Another gas station posting $1.85 a gallon. President Trump mentioned it and said, look, Iowa's already experiencing it. Other states need to follow Iowa's lead. Well, one of the states that I always found fuel to be very, very affordable was the state of Oklahoma. Looking at gas prices in Oklahoma this morning, $1.67 is the lowest price I found on Gas Buddy in Oklahoma. Absolutely amazing. So, with that, President Trump is looking forward to hosting Petro today at the White House. I'll be monitoring that news conference this afternoon. Let's see what Petro has to say about President Trump, what President Trump has to say about Petro, and whether or not they can come to some agreements regarding narco trafficking of drugs into the United States. Let's see, one other short story. What do we got? Oh, yeah, there it is. California Governor Gavin Newsom, already focusing on running for president in 2028, had a critique of the Democrat Party in their election against Donald Trump in 2024, saying very simply, the Democrats failed on the U.S. border policy. You think? Well, Gavin Newsom told an assembly of world leaders while he attended the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, January 22nd, that the Democratic Party's border policies failed the party and failed the country. Yes, the Democrat Party has failed in the last few years on the border. And, by the way, I was critical of that. No, you were not. Gavin, that's a bald-faced lie. You absolutely agreed with Biden's policies on the border. You never once spoke up against it. You tried to recall differences of opinions with President Joe Biden on how best to manage immigration from a national security perspective. You don't know anything about national security. So how can you even have an opinion, and how was it you were even able to have the conversation with Joe Biden? Now saying we were very, very pointed with the Biden administration that we were failing to deliver border security for a number of years on the larger immigration issue. Well, President Trump, in an earlier speech that day, said that we inherited a terrible situation from Biden. Well, now Gavin Newsom is trying to play, you know, armchair quarterback and claiming that he disagreed with Biden back in the day. Sorry, Gavin, not buying it. Never, ever heard you say anything negative against Biden's border policies. But now he's trying to claim that he was the one telling the Democrat Party, we need to fix this and you guys need to pay attention to it. Well, Donald Trump did pay attention to it. He has fixed it. No border crossings.